Federal health agencies will need some help drafting their latest update to the Federal Health IT Strategy Guide. The Federal Health IT Strategic Plan relies on new research gathered about electronic health records in both the public sector and the private sector, but the agencies involved want some public input to make it exactly right. John Teeters, Managing Director of the Federal Advisory Global Center of Excellence for Health at KPMG and the former Deputy Chief Information Officer at the Department of Health and Human Services, and looking at ways that the strategy guide might be improved thanks to collaborative information. John, it's great to have you on the program as always. As you look at this strategy, what do you see? What are your big takeaways about what it means? Thanks for coming on today, John.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Francis. Thanks for having me. The biggest thing that I see in this strategy is that HHS has opened the aperture a little bit wider as to what they are including in the healthcare environment. So, previously you've seen them focus on the providers, and they focused on electronic health record implementations and use that as a catalyst for moving health IT in general forward. What this plan does is it acknowledges that the healthcare community and the effect that community can have actually extends more into the more localized environments, into social services, and in truth into the personal environment of an individual as a patient, and requires their engagement in that healthcare.
So the Office of National Coordinator for Health IT, Dr. DeSalvo, has established some five-year goals in this strategic plan, what they want to accomplish by 2020. And I have to say, as I read through this, I was struck by the fact that it doesn't seem like it should be 5 years until the year 2020, but that just means we're both getting older, I guess, John.
Absolutely.
One of the goals is to expand and advance secure, interoperable health information. We see this a microcosm of the challenges here within the federal government, John, at what is going on at the Department of Defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I can only imagine if it's difficult for them to agree, it must be even multiplied by a thousand or a million times when you throw any number of different private sector providers and nonprofits and academia into this mix, trying to get some kind of agreement on what this should look like on a national scale must be terribly fragmented and terribly difficult to corral.
Yeah, and it is. And in a large measure, too, you have to extend that complexity into the area of business and competitive advantage that a lot of the healthcare companies and the systems integrators, that they have to concern themselves with as well. And so there's a lot of uniqueness that is pursued in those areas to engage in obtaining that competitive advantage. But I think that what this plan actually highlights is that there is an intention on the part of the Office of the National Coordinator to take some of that diversity on and to take a more aggressive stance in developing standards and certifying products so that there will be a more even opportunity to exchange information at what I call across the boundaries or the margins of these various unique systems that we have now.
What trends do you see that have developed and that are expanded in this strategic plan that comport with the issues that you worked on at HHS and that you collaborated with other agencies on when you were in government, John?
Well, I think there's several. The first one I think that jumps out at me is the realization in this plan that increased quality through the use, pursuing that increased quality in healthcare through the use of information technology does not have to be more costly. It does not have to come with a greater price tag. And so I see that they are planning on using health information technology to more effectively share information and use that to improve the quality of healthcare in general. And I think that that's, that increased quality will actually drive costs down as information technology is used more effectively. I think that another thing that that this highlights that I ran into all the time at HHS is that there is an opportunity for the use of community-based services, social services, some of the services that HHS, administers, but that are operationalized by the states and the local governments in the areas of prevention. And so the realization and acceptance that social programs can now offer an opportunity for early interventions that prevent long-term healthcare costs, I think, is also another key aspect of this. And then I mentioned before the patient engagement, the actual extending out of not only the participation of an individual, but sharing some of the accountability for healthcare outcomes with the individual, because as we all know, a provider can develop a perfect healthcare plan, and if it's not embraced by the individual, then it has no value.
John Teeter of KPMG looking at the Federal Health IT Strategic Plan for 2015 to 2020, the Office of the National Coordinator for Health IT accepting comments on the draft version of the plan between now and February 6th. And I wonder if there's anything as you read through here, John, that you were surprised to see, anything that especially interests you, anything that you saw and you went, wow, I'm glad that's there, or if you got to the end and said, I can't believe this wasn't there, anything like that.
Yeah, I think there were two or three things that I was really pleased to see. One was the acknowledgement of social services, and the second was the acknowledgement that engaging the patient and doing, person-centered healthcare would help to drive, a value. But the other thing that really jumped out at me was the embracing of new technologies that might be found in a telehealth or even a home health environment, and the emphasis on exchanging information electronically from, let's say, home health devices with the provider, and giving a full spectrum of healthcare data from the individual home environment into a population-based, more geographically oriented aspect. And I think that is really a key feature of this, and it will produce results in the long term very dramatically.
I'm struck by the level at which we are now able to collect information and distribute it, just the sheer volume of data. Do you think that we, and I'm not just referring to the federal government, I'm referring to the entire country, the healthcare industry, and everybody involved here. Do we have a handle yet on how all of that information will be collected and collated and analyzed and kept safe yet, John? Or are we still in the very beginning stages of understanding the implications of just the sheer quantity of data that we're able to collect now?
I think that we do not have a handle on the sheer volume of data. I think that there's a lot of good work that's going on in the area of protecting healthcare data. But I think that as the Office of the National Coordinator acknowledges in this plan, a lot of that really good work has to coalesce towards some kind of a consistent solution that can be implemented in a fairly common and understood way, and so that the level of protection is equivalent across all of those systems boundaries.